What are you most excited about or most anticipating about with this offense against Dallas on Sunday?
I'm just excited to be back on the field. It felt like it's been way too long. You know, the offseason, at some point you're like, man, it's been too long, and then you get here and it's like it was way too short. But honestly, just ready to get back on the field. You know, we're installing some things. We're going over the game plan, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Is it always that special playing Dallas?
Yeah. You know, I grew up a little bit in Texas, so, you know, my pops, until I came here, you know, he was a Cowboys fan, and now he's converted to the right side. But there's something about playing in that stadium. It's just an amazing place. And also, you're playing against a team that I watched growing up. You know, you think of football, you think, I feel like you think of these two teams. And it's just a wonderful matchup.
The last couple of years, you guys have gone in maybe a little less than 100% to the opener, but it seems like this year you guys kind of have the full complement.
You got to hit the ground running. You know, I remember the game last year and just being right there and, you know, coming up short doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth. And this is a very good Dallas team that we're going to go against again, just like every year, I feel. So it's definitely a challenge that we have ahead of us, but I think everybody's excited about the opportunity. Everybody's ready to play football again.
What has it been about the opening game for this team the last few years?
I think, like I said, you just got to hit the ground running. You know, there's no, you know, warming up or easing into it. You know, first game is this week, and you got to hit it for this team.
It's real now, you and Victor. You know, it's finally going to happen. But, you know, what do you think about that at this point?
I'm ready to be out there with him. You know, honestly, coming from college, going into the league, I watched a lot of his film. I've seen what he could do. I've stolen bits and pieces from him, whether he knows it or not. And I'm excited to have him back. I know if not more excited, I'm just as excited, I think, for him to be able to get back on the field and do what he loves.
How are your expectations for him? Because, you know, I mean, he hasn't played in 2 years. Is it realistic for you to say, you know, he's going to be right back in there, what he was?
In my opinion, yeah. But, you know, I guess we'll see Sunday. You know, knock the rust off. He got some pre-games, preseason games, and he's feeling good. And, you know, mentally when you're in a good state, the rest will control itself. So just staying as positive as possible. I know he's more than excited, anxious, nervous, all of those feelings. And I'm sure after the first tackle, you'll see AD again.
How much better of a team are you guys with Victor Cruz and yourself both playing together?
I have to wait and see. I could sit here and tell you we're this, that, and the other, and go out and it not be that. I could sit here and tell you the opposite. So it's kind of one of those things that we have to go out, and I guess we'll see Sunday.
Two of your least productive games last year were against the Cowboys. You're nodding your head. Is that obviously something you're well aware of? Was there something they did in particular that you thought they were able to kind of have success?
No, it just happened that way. You know, first game last year was in Dallas Stadium, and like I said, we didn't really hit the ground running. It's kind of lackadaisical and kind of going through the motions, but make sure this year we hit it and get it right.
What does Carr present? What kind of challenge?
He's a vet. He's a savvy guy. He's very strong. He's tough to get around. But just like every defense, there's voids in it. There's spaces you have to get into. And at the end of the day, you're going to have to beat some man coverage. So it should be some good matchups. You know, Mo Claiborne over there, Scandrick coming back. It's going to be a highly anticipated game. I'm definitely excited.
Does Dallas resent that you posterize them with your one-handed catch?
I mean, I don't know if I'm necessarily liked anywhere, really. So it is what it is when we're on the field, when we're off the field. I mean, there's no hard feelings for me ever anywhere. But at the end of the day, it's football. I can't control who resents, doesn't like, likes me in a sense. So we just go out there and handle our business, play football, and keep it moving from there.
Why do you think it's that way?
Say it again.
I said, you think you become a villain?
I don't know. You tell me. It could be that way. It couldn't be that way. I don't know. I'm more focused on this year and accomplishing the goals that we have set out and winning games.
Do you have any ideas why do you think that is?
Why do I think
that the perception is out there?
Because of this? I don't know. I have fun. I'm myself at all times. And you know, I don't think necessarily it's liked all the time, unless you're on my side. But hey, I can't really control that. Like I said, I can't control who likes, doesn't like, likes me. It's football at this point.
Odell, just to go back to Victor for a moment, can you just talk about the leadership that he gave you know, while he was away, what he was able to do, and what that meant for you guys?
It means a lot more than you know could ever really be explained for a guy who wants to play football so bad, but still is dedicated enough to his team to be here to throw in his opinion, his two cents, what he's learned, he's experienced. He's been there for us all the way, so to finally have him back. I don't know how to explain it. I'm excited. I want to see him play. I want to see him do well. Like I said, I want to see him at the end of the year at the ESPYs with Comeback Player of the Year. That's what I expect from him. That's what I would love to see.
When you were saying before that you stole some things from him, is that leadership stuff some of the things you stole from him?
I think everybody's a leader in their own way. Everybody has their own style. There's some people who lead by example. There's some people who lead by the way they play. There's some people who lead by talking or whatever it may be. So everybody has their own kind of way and express it in different ways.
Ben talked about being hard to match those stats you put up the last 2 years. You know, there's a lot of attention on you, and that a lot of you can still make progress by assisting other guys, basically taking pressure and opening up coverage for other guys. Do you think that those numbers are still attainable to grow and achieve? And would you be disappointed if they weren't?
You know, I definitely want to get better each and every year. Whether it's put up better numbers or, I just want to get better every year. So, yeah, the numbers mean something in a sense, but the 6-10 number, flip that around, 10-6 means a lot more than I just hate losing. So, I'm cool with other people being open. We're scoring, but there's no better feeling than being on the field and everything's clicking and you're winning games. There's nothing like winning games. I remember my freshman year in college, we were 13-0 and I wasn't going for, you know, 120 yards a game. You know, there's 50 yards, there's 5 catches, there's the blocks that you made to spring a running back free. It's really about winning. I hate losing.
So you'd be okay with less than 1,000 yards if you guys were 12-4?
If we in the playoffs, I don't care at all. We'll make up for it there.
How much advanced are you in this offense now than you were, say, a year ago?
I guess the same as you were advanced. You know, you've been doing this for years, and you get better.
I've been
All right. Well, I like to just keep going this way. So, being in the offense for 2 years now, and you're able to learn the little things, that, you know, above the X's and O's that we can do in the offense, and you're able to expand it a little bit more. So, we're taking strides every day. Starting with Sunday, you know, like I said, we got to hit it full speed. No slow starts to the season. I think it kind of sets the tone.
Can there be too much emphasis on the first game, though, Odell? Because even coach says, like, it's the most important game of the week, but it's still one game.
Yeah. You'll have 15 others, but this one counts maybe a little bit more than the other ones, you know what I mean? You got to win these games in the division. It's tough when you play these guys twice a year. You know each other very well. It makes it a little more difficult, but I think it's just as important as every other game, but, you know, maybe a little more emphasis on winning the first game and set the tone for the rest of the season.
Odell, the third preseason game against the Jets, the whole offense seemed frustrated. But did you get over your frustrations of kind of – I know it's only preseason, but it just seemed – you seemed agitated by how things were going.
What's agitated mean?
Frustrated or irritated. Like,
what's that mean? I don't know what that means. I'm looking forward to Dallas, so – anything
upset,
else?
Upset that you guys weren't moving the ball.
Well, we play Sunday, so we'll see what happens from here. I'm excited about that. Preseason, I hate saying it matters, but it doesn't matter at the same time. It's great to be able to hit strides and do this, work on that, but if you went for 500 yards in that game, 17 touchdowns, it would be great. It wouldn't count for anything. If you went for zero and dropped 19 passes, it would be great, but it wouldn't count for anything. So, to me, it's preseason has been tough over the past, I guess just this past year. I didn't really play preseason the last 2 years, I think, something like that. So, I don't know. It's a growing period.